प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। So we have finished two chapters of the book Amrit Vela. Today we are starting chapter number 3. At Amrit Vela, the awareness of your fortune, intoxication and happiness. So today's point is the fortune of belonging to Baba. In Satyug, Golden Age, the natural music of nature will awaken you to commence your day. But in Sangam Yuga, just see how great is the elevated stage at Amrit Vela and how great is the beginning of time for the Brahmins of Sangam Yuga. There are things of nature, but at the confluence age, who awakens you at the beginning of time? Who awakens you in the morning hours of nectar? It's God, Master of Nature, Himself, who awakens you. What is the sweet music that you hear? Each day, Baba calls you by saying, child, sweet child. This natural music is much greater than the music of nature in Satyug, because this is the music of God. You have experienced this, have you not? And so, which is greater? The music of Satyug or the music of Sangam Yug? Which music is greater? Which saz? Satyug? There, Prakriti, nature wakes you up. Here, the master of nature, Prakritipati, wakes you up. There, it is the sweet music of the nature that you hear in the morning. Here, it is the sweet music, which is that child, sweet child. God's voice. God's music, God's melody, God's song, God's lyrics. People set alarm clock for waking up. And when in the morning the alarm clock rings, they just put it off. And sometimes they even throw it away. And when they wake up and they see that alarm clock watch is broken, they shout, who has broken it? Because when you are sleeping and enjoying, anything that wakes you up, anyone who wakes you up, appears to you as an enemy. So alarm clock becomes enemy. I am talking of the world, not just Brahmins. So anybody who comes and wakes you up, he is as if an enemy. This is physical sleep. There is something called spiritual sleep. and many people came to wake up the humanity. But humanity felt they are their enemies and they were crucified. And Jesus came to wake up the humanity. And the wakers are felt as if disturber of the sleep. So they removed them. Because when you are sleeping, you enjoy the sleep. You enjoy the dreaming, which are unreal, phony, artificial, illusory, far from reality. And then somebody brings the message of reality, the truth, and tells you, wake up. Uttishta Jagrata. You feel this is not a good man. He appears dangerous. He should be removed. Or he should be included in our group of sleepers. So waking up should become natural. In today's Avyakta Murli also, while talking with parties, Baba says a yogi is the one who is a natural yogi, easy yogi. Everything should become natural. Become the embodiment of awareness. Of attainments, then only things will be natural. Otherwise, sometimes you are, sometimes you are not. Sometimes obedient, sometimes not obedient. That's why children are number wise. So, in Satyuga, nature wakes you up. In Sangam Yuga, God wakes you up. In Satyuga, you hear the music of birds. Nature. In Confluence Age, you hear the music of God. But you should be free from your own disturbing mental chatter. Then only you can hear this music of God. So which is better, Golden Age or Confluence Age? Okay. Correct answer. As per drama, everything is all right. That also is good, this is also good. So, Baba wakes you up. We have to remain in that stage of constant alertness, mindfulness, awareness. That is the crux of spirituality. To stay in that stable stage of the mind all the time, awakened. Even if you are sleeping, there should be somebody deep within you who is awakened. Moment to moment awareness, conscious eating, conscious walking, conscious drinking, conscious watching, conscious sleeping, conscious working. So there should be conscious exercising. Even when you are exercising, that should be a watchfulness or alertness or watchfulness in your doing exercising. There are two methods of exercising. One is just to move your limbs and and finish the exercise in half an hour and come back. Another is to feel what is happening, what changes are happening in the body when you exercise. Where are the stretches? Which muscle? That is known as conscious exercising. There are people who exercise with music. There are people who exercise in groups. They are good. But I will say that is the initial stage. Gradually, whilst exercising, your focus should be completely on your body. Absolute. You are focusing only on the body. When you are doing any asana, when you are doing any stretch, if you are going to gym, this is a new concept which is evolving. Watchfulness or attentiveness or alertness or mindfulness during exercise. Your performance will increase. Before you start your exercise, just sit and imagine the entire process which you are going to do in your mind and then start exercising. If you are doing sun salutations, Surya Namaskar, imagine it first in your eyes, in your mind, and then do. And while doing also, any stretch you do, feel that stretch. Which group of muscle? Chest muscle, shoulder muscle, back muscle, abdominal muscles. Which is getting stretched, and focus on that and feel it. Feel that stretch. That improves your performance. So, there should be overall awareness throughout the day. Conscious eating, conscious walking, conscious exercising, mindful meditation. When you wake up in the morning, there should be complete alertness and awakefulness. Who has waken me up? Who is the one who is in front of me? Can you hear that voice? He is saying, sweet child, that is the music of God. But only one, you are afraid of your own music. You can hear this music. When you are afraid of your own cacophony, bad, long drawn out music of pain, of sorrow, of suffering, of misery, of complaints, of disturbance, of negativity, then you can hear this divine, sacred, sacrosanct, saccharine music of God. If you want to hear this immaculate music, impeccable music, stainless music, your mind should become that much immaculate. Have I achieved that level of immaculate purity? That sacrosanct purity? If the answer is yes, then definitely you can hear this music of God. In today's Avyakt Murli Baba said, no attachment. Something or other will keep on happening. Sometime grandchild will get sick. Sometime grandchild would die. For females. So everything, something or other will keep on happening in this world. This is the world of impermanence, anicca. That anitya bodh should remain always in your heart. Whatever I see in this world, everything is temporary. Everything is impermanent. Nothing is permanent here. COVID came and it left. It is impermanent. First wave, second wave, then third wave, fourth wave. Things will come, waves will come and waves will go. That's the ocean of COVID. So, awareness, alertness, wakefulness, mindfulness. This is the crux of spirituality. In one word, to summarize, spirituality means sajagta, wakefulness, mindfulness. Jai Krishnamurti shared one of his experiences. Two philosophers were traveling in one car. One was driving, another was sitting. And they were chit-chatting and they were discussing awareness. Moment-to-moment awareness and mindfulness. And while discussing, they knocked down one animal on the road. So what sort of awareness is this? Every moment awareness. Pratipal sajak, pratipal tatast. Every movement alert, every movement awakened. Buddha was sitting like this and there were people listening to him. And suddenly a mosquito came and sat on his face. And he lifted his arm and just did like this and the mosquito flew away. After some time, again he lifted his hand and took that hand to this place of cheeks. But there was no mosquito this time. And disciple Anand asked, Lord, why you lifted up the hand this time? Buddha said, last time when I lifted the hand, I was unconscious. It was a reflex action. But I don't want to do anything reflexively. I want every action to be alert, to be done in the stage of alertness, no matter what it is. One of the greatest reasons people don't want to meditate is that, you know, pain in the necks. The moment they sit in meditation, the pain starts. That's the reason that they just reject meditation. They don't love it, young generation. But the very purpose of meditation is to develop alertness, awakefulness, mindfulness, and sakshi, and observership towards that pain. This pain is anitya, impermanent. It will go away. Watch it with detached observership. Watch it. There is a pain. I sit in meditation. There is a pain. I watch the pain. Anitya. It will go away. After some time. Now it was here. After some time it's here now in the legs. After some time it's in the feet. So it's flitting like the bird. And I watch it. When I watch the pain with sakshi, the pain reduces. When I feel it, I get involved in the pain and the pain increases. The watcher of the pain is different. The observer is different than the observed. So, wake up. But when you wake up at Amrit Vela, it should be a natural stage of waking up. Not you wake up with a jerk. What's the time? Oh, it's 4 o'clock. Let me rush. Oh, it's already 3. Let me rush. Wake up smoothly. Like a natural yogi. No rush. There's a smooth flow. If that is not happening, if there is a force, there is some avagya, some disobedience. Today's entire Murli is on obedience. Some are obedient, some are not obedient. Some are obedient to some extent and not to more extent. Some are obedient at times, some are not obedient all the time. What is the reason? Baba is asking. Why it is like that? I have given the same treasure to everybody. Yet there is a difference. Some have become the embodiment of awareness. Some have not become the embodiment of awareness. For some it is natural, for some it is not natural. So it is all about smriti. It's all about natural consciousness. When that natural consciousness stays with me, obedience is easy. I obey his directions. Otherwise, to follow those directions is very difficult. Baba has given similar directions to all the children. And yet, some do obey, some do not obey. Why do they not obey? Probably they have not liked those directions. Probably those directions are not to their liking. They don't suit them. Or probably they feel that these directions are not for me. So his very first order, in today's Murli, Baba talked about two Srimat. One is to wake up at Amrit Vela and to remember him. Second is to consider oneself as a trustee, as an instrumental soul, whilst working in karma. Why there is a breach of Srimat? Why there is a violation of Srimat? Probably we are not emotionally involved with him. Baba said, any relation you take, even if you think of me as a father, you are a child, you follow me. Even if you think of me as your beloved, you follow me. If you think of me as a teacher, follow me. I tell you the truth and the truth shall free you. You know, Christian crusades, Mohammedan jihadis, what high level of obedience is there? They are ready to sacrifice their life for the noble cause. In fact, that's not a noble cause, ignoble cause that is. And still, they are ready to kill others. They have a whole German country ready to follow megalomaniac Adolf Hitler. They were intelligent race and yet they were ready to follow. They were ready to kill themselves for the sake of Hitler. Such high level of obedience. And look at we. Christian crusades, Mohammedan jihads, Hindu wars. What obedience is that? Misdirected obedience. And yet, the person who threw bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, he was asked, how are you feeling now? He said, perfectly okay, I have done my job, I have done my duty. This was his answer. The pilot, the person who carried the bomb, and the one who threw on the Hiroshima and Nagasaki, at one moment before the whole city was smiling, there were party and somebody was preparing food and somebody was practicing music and somebody was enjoying life and somebody was eating. And suddenly the whole city was converted into dead city. The whole city was converted into strong, big cremation ground. And Truman, President of America, was asked, how do you feel? He said, perfectly fine, I have done my job. This is a noble cause. That was not an obedience. Baba says, what is your extent of obedience? I have given you these instructions. Till now you have followed gurus. You have followed all the worldly scriptures. You have followed everyone. What have you got in return? Frustration and nothing else but frustration. Now I tell you the truth. And when I tell the truth, follow me. You judge first. and then become obedient. Probably we have not just, that's why Baba said there is number wise in becoming obedience. Not everyone is following this Srimad to the same extent. The number one obedient children Baba has given, number one, number two, don't talk about number three. Don't even take the number three name of, they are out of syllabus. Only this number one and number two. And even with number one, there are people who are not satisfied. But Baba has given three reasons for their dissatisfaction. First, misunderstanding. Second, their own desires. And third, their own sanskars. People are dissatisfied with Brahma, with Mamma, with Dadis also. They are not because of Dadis, but because of their own sanskars, because of their own karmic account, because of their own misunderstanding, and because of their own unfulfilling desires, expectations. These are the reasons because of which they are dissatisfied. But forget them, they are just 5%. When you are obedient, 95% would remain happy with you. So the first order of God, the first dictate, the first commandment, the first decree, the first ordinance, the first rule, the first regulation is wake up at Amrit Vela and remember, listen to the voice, listen to the music of God, the melody of God, the symphony of God. Let your music get in sync with the music of God. Press the sync button. These two things should sync with each other. The two music, the two symphony. And that will produce the grand music. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The fortune of belonging to Baba. In Satyuga, the golden age, the natural music of nature will awaken you to commence your days. But in Sangam Yuga, the confluence age, just see how great is the elevated stage at Amrit Vela and how great is the beginning of time for the Brahmins of Sangam Yuga. There are things of nature, but at the confluence age, who awakens you at the beginning of time? Who awakens you in the morning hours of nectar? It is God, the master of nature himself, who awakens you. What is the sweet music that you hear? Each day Baba calls you by saying, child, sweet child. This natural music is much greater than the music of nature in Satyuga, because this is the music of God. You have experienced this, have you not? And so, which is the greater, the music of Satyuga or the music of Sangam Yuga? Om Shanti.
Vela hai, jaag.